You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
أستغفر الله العظيم, 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 أستغفر الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 14th of Muharram, 1447, corresponding to Thursday the 10th of July, 2025. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, it is a beautiful, beautiful morning, a beautiful Thursday morning. It's a bit nippy in the morning, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the beautiful weather. We expected to have, you know, cold weather, but Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such beautiful weather over the past few days. Today, inshallah, we're going to be discussing the importance of Istighfar is very powerful, and we're going to look at how it can bring, genuinely transform our lives and bring us closer to Almighty Allah and unlock immense blessings, and the importance of Astaghfirullah or Istighfar and seeking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Firstly, let us understand what is Astaghfirullah. In times we often hear the word istighfar, but do we actually know, can we truly grasp the actual meaning and its depth and the significance of istighfar? You know, we merely take the tasbihat or the tasbih and we say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. But are we truly in the depths of our hearts making astaghfirullah? At its core, we need to understand that istighfar, the action istighfar, is the act of sincerely asking Almighty Allah to forgive our sins. You know, there's many du'as that I mentioned. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. You know, during the month of Ramadan, we read that du'a in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, you forgive us, forgive our sins. You love to forgive, so forgive us for all our sins. You know, when we say, when we're reading salah and we sit between the two sajdas, we must read Rabbi Filli, Rabbi Filli, Rabbi Filli. And we need to understand that Allah subhanahu, we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins, all our major sins, minor sins, the sins that we've committed in the darkness of the night and the brightness of the day. We should understand, we should reflect and feel remorse and guilt with the sins that we had committed, the shortcomings, our mistakes, both big and small, knowing unknowingly, and to admit to ourselves of the human fragility and our imperfections, and with the absolute reliance on Almighty Allah's mercy. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah says in the Noble Quran that never fear, never despair, and never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Now let us look at, where does the word Astaghfirullah come from? It is Ghafarah, which means to cover or to conceal or to forgive. Allah's, one of Allah Ta'ala's 99 names is Al-Ghafur, the most forgiving. And when we say Astaghfirullah, we are not merely saying by lip service that we are asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, but rather we are seeking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we are asking Almighty Allah to conceal our sins, to cover our sins. We make sins, or we commit sins on a daily basis, knowingly, unknowingly. Sometimes we might speak about somebody, right? But we speak about people, that's a sin. Unknowingly, we might be talking to one of our colleagues, one of our family members or friends, but unknowingly, we are committing an act that is displeasing to Almighty Allah. And that's why we have to keep on making, after every salah as well, we must ask Almighty Allah to forgive us, make astaghfirullah minimum 100 times. Allah Ta'ala, we may ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. But we are, why is astaghfirullah so crucial in our lives? Why do we have to turn to Almighty Allah? We have to turn because we commit sins on a daily basis, and we, in order to attain Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, we have to turn to Almighty Allah and ask, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Forgive me for my sins. We make dua for our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our parents for all his sins. Rabbana gfir li, Rabbana gfir li, fir li, faghfir li, Rabbana gfir li, Rabbana gfir li, wa li walidayya, wa lil mu'minina yawma yakumu al-hisab. We ask Almighty Allah to forgive our parents, for those that have passed on, until the day of Qiyamah or the day has been established. We keep beseeching Allah to forgive us for all our sins, because during that time period we could have did things that is displeasing to Almighty Allah. And then after that, we have that guilt in our heart that, Ya Allah, you forgive me for my sins. We are prone to make errors. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that all of the humanity errs, but the best of those who make these mistakes are the ones who turn to Almighty Allah, the one who turns to who repents. This narrated in Tirmidhi. This hadith highlights a fundamental truth. Perfection is for Allah alone. Allah Ta'ala is the most perfect. Now, you're just listening to this, that Astaghfirullah and Nazm or Hamd. Astaghfirullah wal Azim. Now, we're going to divert a bit, but it's on the same topic, right? Astaghfirullah is to cover our sins. And the word Azim is one of the 99 names of Almighty Allah, is the Magnificent One. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Azim, the Supreme Glory and the Greatest. Now, it is a classical Arabic connotation to be great, large, or be vast. So we're looking at the meaning and the word of Al-Azim. To be powerful, superior, magnificent, honored, revered. that He is Almighty Allah. We cannot praise Almighty Allah as Allah can praise Himself. We need to understand that with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there is no limits or no restrictions. My marhum beloved father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, used to say, Allah can do with the means, without the means, against the means, and beyond the means. There is no impossible for Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Kun fayakun, be and it shall be. And look at it, when it's time for us to be resurrected, when the trumpet has been sounded, Allah Ta'ala will create us, recreate us. But how will Allah Ta'ala create us? From that coccyx bone. From that coccyx bone, when we pass away, that is the only bone that will not perish. And Allah Ta'ala will recreate us from that bone. His mercy is tremendous. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, His ability, His strength, His knowledge, everything. He is truly the possessor of excellence. That is Al-Azim, the greatest in all. Look, if we look at the various ayat in the Noble Quran, in Surah 59, verse 96, Allah Ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And the translation is, so exalted is the name of Almighty Allah of your Rabb, the Most Great. And a perfect example, the most noblest ayat in the Noble Quran, Ayat al-Kursi, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, Ayat al-Kursi, and we read it towards the end, وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَعُوذُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And the Ayat al-Kursi, the Kursi extends over the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَعُوذُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. And the preservation ties him not, and he, Allah Ta'ala, is the Most High, the Most Great. And there's many other various ayat in the Quran which Allah Ta'ala exalts Himself. And that is the understanding that we need to understand also the power of the 99 names of Almighty Allah. And this is one of the names when you attribute Astaghfirullahul Azeem. We're asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. Allah, when we're praising Allah Ta'ala, we're saying, Ya Allah, forgive us. You are the most magnificent, the most powerful. Now we're going back to the understanding of why should we read Astaghfirullah. As we were mentioning about the hadith, that it highlights a fundamental truth, perfection is for Allah alone. Our journey as mu'min is not about never sinning. We are bound to sin. There's no two way about it. You know, the only most perfect creation of Almighty Allah was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. They made mistakes. They made mistakes. They never sinned. Let's make it clear that Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam made mistakes. They did not sin. But about how we need to respond when we do it, our istighfar is our immediate, our first line of call. When we make a mistake, when we make a sin, we commit a sin, first line of call, turn to Almighty Allah. Ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you forgive me. Rabbik filli, Rabbik filli, Astaghfirullahu al-Azim, Astaghfirullahu al-Ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyul Qayyum, wa atubu ilayh. And this is our way of cleansing our ruh. Like when you go to the doctor, the doctor will advise you, or you go to the pharmacy, they'll advise you what medication to take. That is for your outer body. But for the inner body, for the soul needs nourishment. It needs the food for the soul. And if the soul is dead inside, there is no nourishment, then obviously the body is going to feel lethargic. It's going, doesn't want to move, because the food, the soul is not nourished. And the only way that we can nourish the soul is by constant remembrance of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'inul qulub. Verily, the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break and we will return with our program, inshallah.
أستغفر الله العظيم 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 أستغفر الله.
Welcome back, my dear respected listeners. Now let us look at why is it so important that we as Muslims should make constant astaghfirullah. We should constantly be asking Almighty Allah to forgive us. It is a sunnah of our prophets and our pious predecessors. Look at the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from our beloved father Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They all engaged in astaghfar. Even when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who was, is, will always be sinless, would seek Almighty Allah's forgiveness over 70 to 100 times. That's why they mentioned that a bare minimum of 100 times astaghfirullah after every salah or after every day. If the best of the creation sought forgiveness from Almighty Allah so consistently, how much more do we need it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make astaghfar 70 to 100 times a day. And we are talking about the most perfect creation of Almighty Allah. And here, we as insan, the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, we will all be going to each and every the Nabi the every Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and each of the prophets will say Nafsi, 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 because on that day each Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will say, I have never seen my Lord so angry like I have seen today. Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. But our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy unto mankind, will go to Almighty Allah and you will say, Ya Allah, ummati, ummati, my ummah, my ummah. Look at how much fikr Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us and will have for us, that he will tell Allah Ta'ala, ummati, ummati. And in various Jummah khutbas, the imams and the alims will recite this famous khutbah. Inshallah, we're going to be playing it out for you so you understand what am I saying. And it's so important that we will ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. It's very, very important, of paramount importance, that we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And astaghfirullah is a means of salvation And it's also a means of purifying and cleansing our hearts. Just like how the stains accumulate on a heart and it darkens them. And once it's dark, then it becomes very hard. So inshallah, we're going to listen, like I was mentioning earlier, about the khutbah where it says about nafsi, we're going to be playing it out for you. It's a 3-minute clip.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم اعلموا أن عملكم كثير والبدن ضعيف والسفر طويل والزاد قليل والصراط دقيق والنار حريق والميزان ثقيل ويقول آدم سفي الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول نوح ابن الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول يعقوب نبي الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول يوسف صديق الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول داود خليفة الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول سليمان صاحب الملك والنبوة يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول شعيب خطيب الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة يا رب نفسي ويقول محمد رسول الله يوم القيامة يا رب أمتي بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم.
Now look at that, my respected listeners. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will turn to Almighty Allah and will say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, Ummati. And look at the dua of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam when we end is one of the Rabbanas. You know, the 40 Rabbanas. And one of the Rabbanas is the dua of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh Rabb, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers. This is Surah A'raf, verse number 23. Look at our beloved spiritual father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, turn to Almighty Allah and beseech Allah's forgiveness, beseech Allah's mercy. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first creation of Almighty Allah, asking, beseeching Almighty Allah because he made a mistake, and you the waswasa obviously because of shayateen, shaitan and iblis, and He turned to Almighty Allah, that Ya Allah, forgive us, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, lanakunanna minal khasirin. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is beseeching Almighty Allah to forgive him, and we should make it also we should also try to make this dua as well on a consistent basis, that, you know, we read our istighfar, we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us, because we are sinners, and we sin. Now, istighfar is like how when you get a washing machine and you get these detergent powders, and you see that you've got a stain on your clothes. Now you put it in the washing machine, and you tumble dry it, you know, put a whole load, 50 minutes, whatever the case is, and it comes out, you know, the spot is gone, the spot is clean. Just like that, istighfar is for our spiritual detergent. It helps to remove the sins and the stains that is on our heart, because every time we sin, a black spot comes on our heart. And the more we sin, the more we won't feel remorseful of our sin. That's why it's important that we should feel remorseful for all the sins that we do, and make it a point never to return to those sins. We make astaghfar, but the reason we make astaghfar is because we are asking Allah, Ya Allah, I'm making astaghfar, I'm asking for your forgiveness, and never to return to that particular sin. And we try to live our life as much as possible not to commit any sin. We will commit sin because we are insane at the end of the day. It happens knowingly or unknowingly. And istighfar is like a spiritual detergent that washes away these stains, and it purifies our heart, and it brings us closer and have more tawakkal and taqwa. We become more Allah conscious, more God fearing. And when I mentioned about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive him, the greatest creation of Almighty Allah, it teaches us that we must be humble. It brings humility and constant remembrance of Almighty Allah. Ala bi dhikri lahi tatma'inul qulub. Astaghfar helps to remove barriers to our dua. We ever sat and wondered, we make so much dua, we read our 5-time namaz, we read the tahajjud, but for some reason, one thing we must remember, don't ever think that your dua is not accepted, right? But we are burdened by sins, and our connection with Almighty Allah can feel weak. We have that connection, but sometimes, you know, as humans, we look at other people. You know, we've got that hasad and that jealousy. What is it, hatred, but jealousy? When we ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I make dua every day. Allah Ta'ala bless the people who have immense wealth. Allah Ta'ala bless them. But you think to yourself, and that is the waswasa of shaitan, of iblis. It makes you think that why isn't Allah Ta'ala giving you? No, you must never listen and take heed to the waswasa. Rather, you must have faith in Almighty Allah and never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. The sins that we commit act as the barriers that prevent our du'as from being answered. We make du'a every day, but we go and commit sin knowingly. You do things that is displeasing to Almighty Allah. But you go back on the musalla and you ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. Now, how does that work? I'm not saying I'm the most perfect person when I'll be like Zalik, no. I commit sin every day. I'm a sinner on my own. I'm the biggest gunagar on this earth. But we make dua that, Ya Allah, you overlook my sins. You forgive me for my sins, for the wrong that I done. my past sins, my current sins, my future sins. Ya Allah, you forgive me for all the wrong that I've done. And the more we read Astaghfar, the more, the better chances that it will help to remove the obstacles from our life. And making our salah and our ibadat more likely to be accepted. If the dua will be accepted, not now. There's three times Allah Ta'ala will accept our duas. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala will accept our dua. Like, if you want it immediately, then maybe 3-4 months Allah Ta'ala will accept and He'll grant you what you want. Another time, Allah Ta'ala will hear your dua, but He'll give it to you at the later stage when you need it the most. The third time, that Allah Ta'ala won't grant it to you in this world, but rather He will grant it to you in the akhirat, that is more beneficial. I know it's something beautiful that I heard or I read today is the it's from Surah Kahf, no? And it's a beautiful about it with regards to the wealth and your children being adornment of this world, but your good deeds for the afterlife is much better. So you're just going to find that verse. It's Surah Kahf, verse number 45. I'm just going to find it for you, and then inshallah we'll play it out. It's about 30 seconds, so inshallah we'll be playing it out for you.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ
وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا وكان الله على
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا
المال والبزينة الحياة الدنيا. The wealth and your children are the adornment of this worldly life.
والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
But the everlasting good deeds are far better with your Lord in reward. So, just like when you were saying about answering your duas, and this is an example that always comes to mind when, you know, when you're feeling down, and you, as humans, we will always feel down, and we feel like, you know what, just want to give up in life. We must never feel like that. That is all shayateen. That is all the waswasa of shayateen, and he's telling you that, you know what, you're not good enough, and you're like this and like that. No, we must never ever feel like that. That is proper shaitan. You put in waswasa in your head, and that's, you must never feel like that there, because Allah Ta'ala even mentioned in the Noble Quran, if you read the Surah Wadduha and we understand the transliteration and we read the translation of it, Allah Ta'ala mentions and comforts Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in that particular surah. And Astaghfirullah, Astaghfar is a doorway to Allah Ta'ala's infinite mercy and love. Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance. Allah says in the Noble Quran in Surah Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 222. Indeed, Allah loves those who constantly repent and Allah loves those who purify themselves. Istighfar is an act of acknowledging Allah's attribute that is Al-Ghaffar, the Forgiver, Ar-Rahman, and affirming our belief in His boundless compassion. The Quran, the Noble Quran, reminds us in Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 33. But Allah would not punish them whilst you, O Muhammad, are among them, and Allah would not punish them while they seek forgiveness. This verse beautifully illustrates how istighfar can act as a shield against divine punishment. You know, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib always says that Allah Ta'ala's stick doesn't make a noise, but it hurts in the long run. There's a beautiful Urdu saying, the way he says it, but that's basically the gist of it. And when you commit sin, Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran that وَمَنْ أَصَابَتْ مِنْ مُسِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا قَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamity befalls you, it's because of your own wrongdoing. But we should also remember that Allah Ta'ala's anger, Allah Ta'ala's mercy overpowers His anger. You know, there are many stories that we hear about the ulama give various talks, and some of the stories sit with you when you listen to it. And there was one, we're just going to fast forward a bit. There was in the day of Qiyamah, there will be one individual who will have 99 sins, but one good deed. And his friend will need, he'll come to him and he says, I need one good deed, one deed to enter Jannah. So his friend will give, the friend who has 99 will give that one deed or one sin, or one good deed to that friend who needs to enter into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will call out, who are you to give the one sin when I am the most compassionate one? Allah Ta'ala will make it such that both of them, the one who was destined to go to Jahannam, will now enter Jannah with his friend. Because why? His friend gave that one good deed. But Allah Ta'ala is the most generous. And through Allah's mercy, Allah's fadl, Allah will enter both of them into Jannah. And these are just some of the profound reasons why istighfar, and now we mentioned the very various verses, that it is not merely an optional act, but a cornerstone of our iman, that we should always remember, we should always keep our lips moist with istighfar. Even when you're driving or going anywhere, or you're sitting, and you know when you're bored, in inverted commas bored, no? Then one should have the tasbihat, or keep the lips constantly in the remembrance of Almighty Allah, and one should constantly read Astaghfirullah. And beyond the spiritual and theological significance, the real beauty of istighfar lies in that its tangible impact on our daily lives. You know, once we start reading istighfar, you know, and many people say, once you get the taste of istighfar, you can't get enough of it. You want more and more and more. And it's a beauty. And there's a lot of people who can vouch and say that istighfar changed their lives. It increases your risk and your barakah. This is one of the most astonishing promises associated with istighfar. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran in Surah Nuh. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, so I said, ask forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, He is the most forgiving, and He will send the rain from the heaven upon in you continual showers, and give you increase in wealth and children, and make you for the gardens, and make for you rivers. This verse clearly links istighfar to an increase in provision, rain, that is a source of life and growth, wealth, and even children. Many scholars and individuals have testified to experience, just like what I was saying now, experiencing unexpected blessings, barakah, just by constantly reciting istighfar. It's part of our daily routine. We should make it part of our daily routine. Minimum, at least read 100 times astaghfar. And it won't take out so much of your time. Rather, it'll take less than 5 minutes. If we read 100, then slowly we increase the amount. We increase it to 50. We increase it to another 50. And slowly you'll notice that, hey, I'm reading 1,000 astaghfar a day. And you'll start seeing Allah Ta'ala's blessings coming into our lives. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala, forgive each and every one of us. And forgive all those that have passed on. You know, just yesterday, we had a mayit in the family that my beloved uncle, Marhum Haji Abu Bakr Mita from Durban. He was a well-known maths teacher in Orient Islamic School in Durban. He was fun, he was a well-known person, he was very quiet, very, very quiet, but he was a bubbly person. Allah Ta'ala grant the family Sabrun Jameel, Allah Ta'ala forgive him for all his sins. See, we always ask, even not forgiveness for ourselves, but when we hear of somebody who had passed on, we know them, we might not know them, but we ask Almighty Allah to forgive them for their sins, grant them maghfirat, and make it easy for them and protect them from the azab of the qabr. That's the people who have passed on, they don't want, and they can't do anything, but rather, like Mufti Sahib always says, is like a drowning person that is waiting to be saved. And by us, you make dua for all the marhumin. Allah Ta'ala elevate their status, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, grant the families Sabr al-Jameel, all the bereaved families, grant them Sabr al-Jameel, Ameen, Ya Rabbi al-Alameen. Our life is full of trials and tribulations. We go through many trials, many tribulations in life. But we must always remember that astaghfar can help bring sukoon to our lives, to our heart. And when we are overwhelmed by anxiety, by stress of work, stress of family life, or when you're feeling down and out, and you feel that, you know what, there's nothing more for me, turn to Almighty Allah through istighfar. Beseech Almighty Allah, even in your heart, when you make astaghfar, if you don't want to show anybody, make it in your heart. Make it a firm intention that you're making astaghfar. Ya Allah, grant me qalb salim. Grant me a heart of sukoon, a heart of peace. And you will see Allah Ta'ala will make it a way, or make a way out for this person that's going through any difficulty in their life, and his heart will be, her heart will become at ease. It won't have a troubled heart. And Allah will relieve him from every anxiety and provide for him, and from where he does not expect. This is narrated in Abu Dawood. This alone, this hadith, is a beacon of hope for us. And we should always remember that we should always have, like I always mention, La taqnatu min rahmatillah, never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. That is one of the verses, you know, that I personally, when I feel down, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but we don't want to show the people what we are going through. But always remember, never despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. And when we feel stuck, when we feel like we hit a cornerstone, or we hit a boulder or a block in life, we don't know what to do. We're stuck. We were trying to do things, but every door, every opportunity is closed. Read 2 rakat Salatul Hajat. Turn to Almighty Allah. Read Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Consistent Astaghfar will unlock these doors for you. You want to get married? Read Astaghfirullah. You want a new job? Read Astaghfirullah. You want anything in life? Turn to Astaghfirullah, make constant Astaghfirullah, and you will see how Almighty Allah will open. Allah Ta'ala was waiting for us. Allah Ta'ala wants us to come to Him. When we walk to Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala runs towards us. Allah Ta'ala gets naraz when we don't pick up our hand and we don't ask Allah for things. Allah Ta'ala waits for us to pick up our hands. Beseech Him, call out to His beautiful names, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Qahhar, Al-Wahhab, Al-Razzaq, Al-Fattah, Al-Fattah, the opener, Surah Fatiha, Al-Fattah, the opening and the opener. Surah Fatiha is the opening, is the first surah in the Noble Quran. Chronologically, it's not the first, but the first surah when you open the Noble Quran, it is Bismillah. It starts with Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Most merciful. Allah Ta'ala is one of the names is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Most merciful, most passionate. And the regular Astaghfirullah fosters a deeper meaning. It fosters a more intimate connection with our Creator. It's a humble way of acknowledging His Qudrat, His power, His everlasting, like we were saying in earlier, we were saying Al-Azim, the most powerful. And it also allows us to acknowledge our weakness as insan. And it helps us to rely on Almighty Allah, to have to affirm and to increase our tawakkul in Almighty Allah. When you're stuck in somewhere, in a situation in life, when you are alone, always remember that when a student is writing an exam, the teacher doesn't say anything, the teacher looks on. Just like that there. This life of ours is like an exam. It's like a test. So we need to turn to Almighty Allah to ask Him for our help, for His help. Beseech His help. Surah Talaq, verse 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ وَيَرْضُكُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَلِغُ الْأَمْرِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah Ta'ala will open roads and avenues for people who have tawakkal in Almighty Allah, and you will open roads where it is and grant you blessing where you never expected it from. When a heart is burdened by guilt and sin and cannot find a true sukoon, true peace in it, turn to Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah will help you lighten this burden. And look at the time, and look at during this time that we've been speaking and you've been listening to me, how many times have I said the word Astaghfirullah? I mention it constantly because you get into the habit of making Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. You constantly make Astaghfirullah. And you will notice that Allah Ta'ala will replace it, this burden, this anxiety, with a sense of calm, contentment and inner peace. It's like when you're calming down a baby. You're trying to calm down a baby. The baby is crying and making noise and the child can't sleep or the child doesn't want to keep quiet. What the people will say? Read Ayatul Kursi and blow on him. Ayatul Kursi is the most powerful ayat. But it is the words of Almighty Allah. And when we recite these words of Almighty Allah, you notice how the child becomes more sukoon. It has peace. The child starts to lower its tantrum. Why? It's because the child heard the words of Almighty Allah. The child recognizes the oneness of Almighty Allah. And it calms down. And you notice that the child has become calmer than he or she was. And my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, these are not just theoretical benefits, but rather these are real life transformations witnessed by countless individuals. Throughout Islamic history and our contemporary world, the key is sincerity and consistency. Consistency is key in any aspect of life. We shouldn't make astaghfirullah now that now we are in a jam and we need Almighty Allah. When you pray, when you're in a problem, then you are in a problem. When you only pray when you are in a problem, then my dear respected listeners, you are in a problem. That's why we should always remember, we should always make constant astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, keep it moist on our lips. And Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us, inshallah. But before we wrap up our show, there was a particular story that I came across with regards to Astaghfirullah. And it was the story about Imam Ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala an. The beautiful story. And there was a person who wanted to meet Imam Ibn Hanbal radiallahu an. And he was a baker. And the story goes to the effect where Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was at the masjid and the guards chased him away. And he moved from city to city until, or he moved to the town. And when he got to the town, a baker saw him. And the baker heard that the baker was reading Astaghfirullah. During his old age, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was traveling, and when he stopped by a town after his salah, he wanted to stay the night in the masjid yard, because he didn't know anyone in that town. Owing to his humility, he hadn't introduced himself to anyone, thinking that if he did, he would be welcomed by many people. Failing to recognize Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the caretaker of the masjid refused to let him stay in the masjid. As Imam Ahmad was quite old, the caretaker had to drag him out of the masjid. On seeing this, a baker from the nearby place felt pity for him, this man, which was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and offered him to host him for the night. During his stay with the baker, Imam Ahmad observed that the baker would constantly recite istighfar. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal asked the baker if the consistent practice of seeking istighfar had any personal effect on him. The baker responded by telling Imam Ahmad that Allah Ta'ala had accepted all of his du'as except one particular du'a. When he was asked what du'a was it that was not accepted, the baker replied that he had been asking Almighty Allah to provide him the privilege of meeting the famous scholar Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. On this, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said that Allah had not only listened to his du'a, but dragged him onto his baker's doorstep. Subhanallah. Look at that story. That this is a constant reminder of the power of saying Astaghfirullah frequently. And let us remember that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make istighfar frequently during the day. Another story, a man complained to Al-Hassan about a drought and he said, read istighfar. Another man complained to him about poverty and he said, read istighfar. Another man said to him, I'm asking Allah Ta'ala to bless him with a child. He said, make istighfar. So when he was asked about this, why you keep on saying you make istighfar? He says, and he quoted, he says, when you ask Allah Ta'ala, when you ask forgiveness from your Lord, verily he is oft forgiving, and he will send rain in abundance and give you increase in wealth and children and bestow on you your gardens. This is from Surah An-Nur, we read it earlier during our show. It's gone exactly 11 a.m. Central African time. And this is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the news with Maulana Zayed Khan. And thereafter will be the fiqh program with Maulana Zayed Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. And thereafter, from 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Alpha Sinkosi. And then 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah, verse 7. And then 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of Surah Al-Imran, That's from the archives, and 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show, inshallah, we'll catch you next week, Tuesday, same time, same place. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.